We happen to be up to the second Mishnah of the second chapter of Avos, which just works out beautifully. They had the tribute, the memorial service, as it were, for Rabbi Dr. Lamb today. I was only able to catch, unfortunately, the beginning, and then the kids needed help. But I heard a few of the speeches, and I hope to be able to watch a recording. But the Mishnah that we have tonight is really very apropos, Dr. Lamb, in many different ways. The Mishnah is Rav Gamliel ben Oshel Rav Yehuda Hanasi Omer. So this is a person who both was raised and had to practice the art of communal leadership. First and foremost, Yafe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. So the first thing is that Talmud Torah is Yafe, is most beautiful when it's synthesized with Derech Eretz. So it's true that most of the Rishonim understand Derech Eretz here to mean Malacha, which comes up in the next line, to have gainful employment. But the truth is, it seems to me that based on the juxtaposition, it could have said malacha, which would obviously mean to have gainful employment. But derech eretz here means the way that Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch interpreted the famous Torim derech eretz movement going back to Germany in the 19th century, which you can call it whatever you like, Torah Mada, Torim derech eretz. It's all the same idea that a person who's immersed in Torah as a Torah perspective, that it's very beautiful to then take that perspective and to bring it to bear on all of the issues, all of the world's wisdom, all of the world's chachma, all of the world's science, all of its mada, and all of the best of that which is thought and said in the world, as Matthew Arnold once famously said. And that was, of course, Dr. Lamb and the approach of Yeshiva University as well. Shegia shnei mishkachas avon. A person who invests heavily in both of those areas, they're not going to have any time left over to engage in sin. And then there's a matter of gainful employment. The very idea of the Yeshiva University would be, in addition to exposing people to all of the chachma of the world, would be a professional orientation. And all of the things that were built up, the remarkable professional schools, in addition to the undergraduate programs, made sure that people could have lives where there's Talmud Torah and there's Malacha. The Gemara in Brachos famously says that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that if we learn Torah properly, Malachta nasei sal yidei acherim. Rabbi Yishmael disagreed. He says that life doesn't work that way. You need to find a synthesis between Torah and Malacha. So the Gemara says a lot of people tried it both ways. The people tried it the way of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. They were expecting somebody else to do their work. Lo alsa biyada, and it didn't work out that way. Nobody came to volunteer to do their work for them. So harbe asuk Rabbi Yishmael alsa biyada. So that was also the approach. That's what the Yeshiva University was trying to do, and what it continues to try to do. And I think most importantly, as the Mishnah goes on, v'chol ha'melim imatzibor yuma melim imayim l'shem shemayim. If people are going to involve themselves in communal endeavors, there's only one good reason to do it, and that's l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven. Shezchus avosa misayasam, they should be assisted by those great ancestors, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to be sure. But I think, as the Gemara says, dar dar v'darshav, each generation and its communal leadership, their zechuyos should stand the present leadership. And now Rabbi Lamb is now part of that legacy of the great leaders of Jewish past, the Jewish communal past, and Jewish history. V'tzidkasan omedes la'ad, and the righteousness goes on forever. Now you could say the righteousness goes on forever, that's some kind of a metaphysical comment, but I think it's actually best understood in rational terms. People who build up institutions, tzidkasan omedes la'ad, their influence transcends their lifetime because they invested in building an infrastructure, an institution that by definition is designed to be able to transcend any one tenure, any one person, and it continues to be relevant, for a very substantial period of time. It's at Kasan Omedes La'ad. And, Rabbi Lamb, who, as I wrote this week, had a great privilege of coming to know in a personal sense, I think maybe the final line of the Mishnah, really says it the best. V'atem ma'ala ani alicham schar harbe k'ilu asisem. The people who are involved in Tzarchei Tzibor, L'shem Shemayim, if they're doing it for the right reasons, as Rabbi Lamb certainly was, Ma'ala ani aleichem schar harbe, I give you great schar, ki'ilu asisem, as if you did it. So the Rambam explains a person who's involved in Tzarchei Tzibor, there are going to be many mitzvos that they're not going to be able to do because it's just so time-consuming. Meeting after meeting after meeting, issue after issue, fire after fire to put out, crisis after crisis. And that's, you know, under normal circumstances. So the Rambam says, Hashem credits you as if you did all the mitzvos that you would have otherwise done. So the thing about Rabbi Lam, it's a little hard to say because he still found today university presidents, they don't do much scholarship at all. Maybe they did a little bit of scholarship beforehand, but they have to spend all the time raising money. And Rabbi Lam was really a prolific fundraiser at Yeshiva University, but he also wrote 10 books, literally, and edited and co-edited 20 volumes. So it's hard to say, like the Rambam, there are many other mitzvos he would have done, but he was involved in Tzarchei Tzibor. But I will say this, V'atem maldi ani aleichem schar harbe kilu asisem, is that everybody pays a certain price for being involved in communal leadership. You pay a certain price. Nobody's perfect. And there are those, you know, who would seek to distort, you know, a legacy of remarkable service, of decades and generations of service, and just, you know, completely distort that legacy by focusing on the failures. Every human being has failures. And the amazing thing about Rabbi Lam is, for someone who was attacked by so many people over the years, you know, in an unjustifiable way. So what normally happens with people is you develop really thick skin and you just get defensive and you dismiss any critiques. But he was so gracious and so, frankly, unpretentious, not an arrogant person, that if there was legitimate critique, he was the first person to accept it, you know, as such. So everybody pays a price for being involved in Tzarchei Tzibor, and I don't know anybody who was more gracious about that than Rabbi Lam really was. As somebody pointed out to me, a long, long time congregant of many, many decades in the shul, pointed out that in the 70s we had a dinner, I didn't know this before yesterday, and Rabbi Lam came to be the guest speaker at the Jewish Center of Teaneck, and it was sitting, the person told me what a kavod it was. People were so, it was in honor of Rabbi Washer, who Rabbi Lam knew from their days in yeshiva, in Reitz, from the many, 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 many decades ago. The fact that Rabbi Lam was coming was such a great, considered, rightly so, such a great honor for the entire Kehillah. So it's up to all of us now, of course, to continue in the path. We're part of a community of Torim Derech Eretz, Torim Mada, however exactly you like to formulate it. And we think that the vision is a worthwhile one in terms of a Torah point of view, but one that's engaged in the world that so desperately needs a Torah point of view and a value-oriented point of view. And this is something that Rabbi Lam gave unparalleled eloquence to for over half a century of public life. And now, Litzarenu Harav, as his voice has now been rendered silent, it's up to us to continue on the path forward, and if anything, to redouble our efforts to ensure that the voice of Torim Derech Eretz continues to resonate, or continues to be heard, and continues to be a significant voice within the overall Torah world and for civilization in general. Yihi zichro baruch.